Robert's relationship with Patti Smith was very important, as you, I think her book is about, it has come out in Spanish. I don't know if it's in Argentina yet, but it's about their early years. It's very charming when they were 18, 19, and 20 years old in New York and trying to become artists and be able to support themselves and eat and meet famous people. It's very touching. Robert then, as Anne suggested, went his own direction, and Patti certainly went hers. And she had a significant success, and then disappeared for at least, I think, 13 years. She lived in a suburb of Detroit, Michigan, with her husband, who was very difficult, and her two children. When Robert was diagnosed with AIDS, SIDA, in September 1986, he thought that he would die because he had this very serious pneumonia, which in those early days of SIDA, everybody was dying. He called me, I was in Geneva. He asked me to come home and to tell the people in his family and the people he was close to so he wouldn't have to talk to them. He asked me to find Patti Smith, who was reclusive, was hiding. And I happened to know her lawyer, and I found her, and she came to New York and saw him for the first time in 13 or 14 years, and then they renewed their relationship by telephone and a few visits until he died some year and a half later. So now she has really taken on her historic relationship with Mapplethorpe, and she's been very supportive of the Mapplethorpe Foundation, and she, you know, relates to Mapplethorpe in all of her concerts and her poetry readings, etc. Anyway, so she's someone that has become a collaborator with us.